How to set boundaries with a man in a feminine way. If you're in a situation with a man where he is not respecting you, not treating you well, not caring for your heart, not devoting himself to you, maybe he's doing things that are actually abusive or hurtful to you, you of course need to set those boundaries and show him that you're a worthy woman so that he can treat you like a worthy woman. And also that you show yourself that you're a worthy woman and show your standards that you deserve and believe that you will be treated well by a man and that you should be treated well by a man. He should care for your heart. He should devote himself to you. He should protect you and be your provider, your hero, not trying to disrespect you or do the other things. And you do that through boundaries, but you want to do it in a very specific feminine way that I'm going to teach you in this video. Now, here's the problem with traditional boundary setting is often setting boundaries as it's typically taught, like saying, don't do that. Don't cross my boundary. This is a boundary I have. I don't want to kiss right now. I don't want to have sex right now. I don't want you to do this. I don't let men do this with me. All of these things are you actually telling him what to do and commanding him and leading him, which is actually in your masculine, which is fine. You actually do want to set a boundary in that way if you feel unsafe. If you ever feel unsafe with a man, you want to set a boundary and you want to be clear with it and say like, no, or get away. I need stop. That's all fine. If you feel physically unsafe, you always want to set a boundary and do that as a way to protect yourself. However, in most situations with a man that you care about and a man that you may be in a relationship with, you want to actually set boundaries in a feminine way, because otherwise what happens is if you're telling a man what to do, like, don't talk to me like that, you're actually in that moment, you're in the masculine, you're taking control, you're taking charge and you're leading him and you're saying, do this or don't do this. You're telling him what to do, which is, again, being in your masculine. He'll have to be in his feminine if he complies with that request. And now you've destroyed the polarity. Now it's going to be very hard for him to feel attracted, devoted to you, because now you're in the masculine role. He's being put in the feminine role. Polarity attraction is gone. However, he also has other options. So if you're commanding and telling a man to do at any time, he only has a couple options. Either one, he can submit to your request and be in his feminine, which most men at their masculine core are going to feel pain and they're going to feel a huge resistance to doing that, because it basically feels like death to a man to submit and become and to follow a woman's lead and to submit and be in his feminine, because ultimately that would make a man unable to survive or reproduce in caveman times. If he's being led by women, he's not a worthy man. He's not actually a respected man. And now he's not being able to actually be valued for his gifts and what he brings to the table. So a man is very unlikely to submit, or if he does, he's going to do it reluctantly, or he's going to feel pain and he's going to feel a loss of attraction. He's going to feel maybe even angry, upset, triggered by that. The other option he has is to of course withdraw himself and say like, okay, I'm out, I'm done. I'm gone. Like, you're not telling me what to do. I feel disrespected. He may not even verbalize why he's feeling what he does, but he's just feeling like, I don't care anymore. I'm gone. Because again, he was told what to do. He felt disrespected at his masculine core. Or the other option is, he's either going to leave. He's either going to set the boundary. He's either going to have to submit, or, he's going to get upset and he's going to get upset and angry and fight you on it and try to start an argument. And that's not good either. So what you want to do is instead communicate with him in a feminine way, which would be sharing how you feel, vulnerably how you feel. So instead of setting a boundary and saying, don't talk to me like that, you're going to say, I feel, may I share something with you? And it could be in a heated moment too. It could be in an argument. You say, may I share something with you? May I share something with you? You want to say it more in a feminine way, but you say, may I share something with you? So that way he's not getting defensive and feeling like this is also part of your attack. Say, may I share something with you? He'll say, sure. What is it? And you'll say, I'm feeling afraid right now. I'm feeling fear right now. Or I'm feeling anxiety right now. Or I'm feeling anger right now. I'm feeling hurt right now. The more vulnerable you can be, the better. So try to get to the core emotion, because you may be feeling anger in the moment, but the core emotion may actually be hurt or sadness. And so the more you can get to the core emotion of what you're actually feeling, the primary emotion, the more likely he's going to be able to feel your heart and actually shift his energy towards you and actually now feel more attracted to you, more devoted to you. He's going to feel the masculine feminine polarity shift, and he's going to stop feeling attacked, and he's going to stop probably wanting to argue or whatever was happening before that. Say, may I share something with you? And he'll say, yes, I feel hurt. Or I feel sad. Or I feel anxious. And he'll say, why do you feel anxious? And you're going to say, because, let's use another example, because So you presented to him the problem. I feel like, you're wanting to have sex right now, and I feel anxious because I don't feel like I'm ready to have sex right now. But I don't want to lose our connection. I don't want to hurt your feelings, or I don't want to feel like I'm pushing you away. So that's a very vulnerable statement, because basically you're being honest and you're being true to yourself and saying, I don't want to have sex right now. I'm not ready to have sex right now. I don't feel like having sex right now. And I'm afraid because I don't want to lose the connection that we have. I don't want you to feel like I'm rejecting you. I don't want you to feel like I'm not interested or something like that. What do you want to be true to yourself? And you could even end it by saying, and I don't know what to do. And I don't know what to do, and I need help. So that's also very vulnerable. You're sharing it as a problem that now he gets to solve. He gets to say, "Oh, I want to solve your problem. So let me see how I can solve this. Like, tell me more. Like, we don't have to have sex. I don't want you to feel pressured. Like, yes, I'm attracted to you, but if you're not ready, like, we don't have to have sex right now." And he's going to actually want to respectfully meet your needs and meet your boundary, because now he's feeling your heart. Now he feels inspired to want to correct his behavior on his own without you having to tell him to do it and having to tell him to stop, or saying don't, or saying I don't do that on a first date, or I don't like the way you're talking to me, or I don't let a man do this to me. So now he's actually getting to feel inspired to want to correct his own behavior. And it may open up a great conversation. You have to be kind of detached from the outcome, because you're also doing this more for yourself. You're saying, hey, I'm a worthy woman. I speak up and share how I'm feeling often, and because I'm worth it, because my emotions are worth it, my desires are worth it, and I believe when I share, a man's going to want to care for my heart because I'm a worthy woman. So that's what you're communicating in that moment also, and you're communicating it to yourself. He gets to see your value. You're building your self-esteem. You're building your value in his eyes. And he's going to respect you more for that. And he's going to want to meet those desires of yours. And you're doing it in a way where it's not making him less than you. You're not putting him down. You're not disrespecting him. You're not making him have to submit to you. You're not taking the masculine role. It's respectful to him. And he gets to clearly understand where you're at. And he gets to set a boundary for himself. Now, if you do this consistently and you share with him, and maybe he still tries to have sex with you, or he still tries to do the thing that you were not liking that was hurting you, you have to share again vulnerably. Can I share with you? Can I share with you another feeling I'm having? Can I share with you another feeling I'm having? Or he'll probably say sure, and he'll say I'm still feeling afraid. I'm still feeling anxious. I'm still feeling fear. I'm feeling really, really free, a lot of fear. And he'll say, why are you that? And he's because I feel like you're still, even after I shared, I'm telling myself a story that you're not listening and that you're still trying to have sex with me, and it's making me feel like you don't care about my heart. You don't care about my feelings. Now that's, and I don't know what to do. So that's a great way to end it too. And I don't know what to do. Now he's like, wow, okay. All right. I'm definitely really sorry about that. I didn't mean to feel like I'm just really trying to pressure you. So then he'll probably step back then at that point. If he does it, if he still tries, you're probably going to have to set a boundary with yourself at that point. So rather than setting a boundary with him, you set a boundary with yourself and say something like, I need to leave. I'm feeling like you're not listening, and I need to leave. I'm feeling like I'm not my 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 that you're not. I'm telling myself a story. I'm feeling that you're not caring about my heart. I need to leave now. I need to go. I'm feeling triggered, and I need to get some space. I need to step outside for a bit. And ultimately, you have to be willing to walk away. You have to be willing to step away, walk away, detach from a man, or detach from a situation, or detach from a man if he's not meeting your desires, if he's not stepping up, if he's not meeting your standards and your worthiness. He's not meeting that, and he's not caring for your heart, even though you're consistently sharing vulnerably. You're still not telling him what to do. You're practicing this vulnerably. You've done it authentically, vulnerably, several times. You have to be willing to detach and let go. And at that point, he might be inspired to actually care, and he's going to really apologize, or he's going to shift, or he may not. And you have to be willing to let the outcome be whatever it is, because you're not doing this for him. You're not trying to control him. You're doing it for you. All this you're doing for you, ultimately. You're communicating for your own sense of feminine self-value. And he either meets it or he doesn't. So you have to be willing to walk away, step away, and then it is what it is. You have to be true to yourself. And ultimately, if you actually do leave a man who's not respecting your boundaries, quote unquote, or your feelings, we'll say he's not respecting your feelings, he's not caring about your feelings, and you had to walk away, like, he may be gone, but what you're doing now is you're raising your own sense of feminine self-value for now. So now you're becoming much more attractive to the other men around you, the other men in your world who could come into the picture, because you are saying now, I'm a worthy woman. You're proving it to yourself by walking away. You're not just talk, you're actually proving it with your actions, that you're setting a boundary with yourself. And that's going to be the thing that'll either draw him back to you or draw another man that's much better into your world, because that man, he may just not be emotionally mature enough. He may be damaged. He may be a sociopath. He may be a narcissist. There is a percentage of men who are like that, who just will not care about your emotions, no matter how feminine you are, no matter how well you communicate it, no matter how much self-esteem and self-worth you have. He's still not going to care. He's still going to disrespect you. He's still going to try to hurt you. You have to be willing to step away from those men and set a and set that boundary for yourself clearly, that you will not engage. Again, if a man ever makes you feel unsafe, you have to do whatever is in your power. You can step in your masculine at that point and say, no, like, get away from me, stop. But aside from that, you're training men to treat you with respect and having them want to do it out of their own desire for you, because they're now caring about your heart because you're doing it in a feminine way. Hope this was helpful. Feel free to watch it again. Share it with a girlfriend who you think needs to hear this, who you think it would really help her, who's maybe having issues with setting boundaries with guys or speaking up with guys. This will be very valuable to her. And much love. Look forward to talking to you again very soon. Should be some links as well, some gifts we have below as well. You can check those out. And for our free feminine polarity quiz, etc. And I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.